On this Thursday of the first week of Lent, the Church wants us to think about prayer, about petitionary prayer. And so we have this first reading from Queen Esther. And you know the rest of the story, huh? This was the first Hitler, Haman. He wanted to wipe out the whole Jewish. That's why it's a big feast day in the Jewish Hanukkah, you know? Purim, I mean. And so you heard her prayer. And you know, because you know the scripture, that her prayer was answered. Our Lord, think of this. This is God, the eternal, living Son of God. And he tells us, this is the way God wants us to pray. You know, the preacher on a day like this has got to figure out how he can say anything that would at all even help. Our Lord is very clear. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Oh, I've tried that. Are you sure? Why does the Lord keep us waiting sometimes? Well, there's lots of reasons. Remember, the whole point of this, as is everything in his heart, is so that we'll be united to him in love, right? He's our Father. He wants to give us whatever we need, you know. Every day, right after the gospel, we pray for all the sick. Don't get tired of doing that. Don't get tired of taking the world into your heart. You ever notice once in a while, there's about 3 or 4 intentions, and then there's silence. And I think, just look out the window. Pray for the car going by. I mean, you know what everybody's facing. Economics problems, kids problems, health problems. And a lot of them don't even know God. And here we are, every day, fed on his word, fed on his body and blood. You know, there's no lack of things to pray for. And the Lord is saying, petitionary prayer, right? And then he even gives us an example. He does this a lot, you know, especially when it comes to prayer. If your son asked you for some bread, would you say, here's a stone, munch on this? Would you do that? And you're evil. You know you're evil. That's why I had to come and save you. And you wouldn't do that to your kids. And you think my Father is worse than that? Just listen to him. You see. Or a snake when he asks for a fish. And if you who are wicked know how to do that, how much more will your Heavenly Father? This is Matthew, of course. He loves to talk about the Heavenly Father. You see? To those who ask him. And then you say, well, I've tried that, and it doesn't work. Then the Lord adds one more. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Oh, what do you know about that? I'm expecting God to answer my prayers. I'm expecting God, do I answer? Do I help? You know, I want people to be nice to me. What am I like? He's not saying, if you don't do this, God will never hear your prayers. He's just saying, you know, you're expecting God to act in a certain way, and you're not acting that way. It's every time I get these things, I think, well, how can you improve on what the Lord said? You know, I mean, he's God, and he's saying, I want you to ask for things. So what's the poor preacher supposed to do? Add to that my authority? The Lord already told us. And you know the parables, especially in Luke, huh? Which of you having a friend come in, and you know, I gotta watch the time, of course. If you ever get to Nazareth, there's one house there. Did you see it when you were there? Our Lady's house. It's not Our Lady's house, but it's a first century, probably. It's a first century house. And what is it? It's a cave carved in the rock, and then like a front built onto it. Because these are poor people, okay? And so in the back is the stove with the fire and all that stuff. Right? And in the front, mats on the floor where they sleep. So if a fellow comes at night and wants bread, it means the man has got to get up, walk over all his children and his wife, get the bread, you know? It's really... And the Lord said, well, if he doesn't do it right away, just keep throwing rocks at his window. Just keep trying. Eh? He'll finally, even if he doesn't love you, he's going to get up just to get rid of you. This is God telling us how to pray. Nobody else would be that daring, would they? And we quit. I prayed for 3 days, nothing happened. You know, what about the story of that widow who made such a pain in the neck of herself? And Jesus says, compares, he doesn't compare, but he says, that's an unjust judge. And finally, you know, he says, this woman is going to wear me out. Well, what? He says, no, he doesn't say, you can wear out my father, because you can't. But he's trying to say, why do you quit praying? There's so such a secret of the love of God for us in these texts. It's like, you know, a child comes and says, you know, may I have that ice cream cone? You give it to him. And he runs around, eats it, forgets all about you. Suppose you held it for a while. He'd finally look up to you. There'd be contact between you and that child. And now, you're not just the abstract source of an ice cream cone. You're a person. That's what God does. We would treat God like a super aspirin or a super Costco. Or, you know, just take, and never get to know him. That's why he does it. I want you to keep looking at me and talking to me, and you'll find out that the greatest gift I can give you is myself. But he's taught, ask for things. We're within a few weeks of knowing definitively whether Ana Ramos has been healed of her cancer. We've been praying every day. And I don't say it. We're melting with devotion. For Ana Ramos, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. I mean, we're not down on rolling on the ground and, you know, fasting. It's almost an hour. I bet you half of us are so distracted. Who did you just pray for? And he even heard that. So what if we really prayed? Charles Péguy, great French poet, intellectual. He wasn't too heavy into it. He was a Catholic, but he wasn't too until his daughter got sick. And then he prayed. Night and day he prayed. On the bus, you'd see him with tears streaming down his face. Prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And his daughter was healed. See? And he got to know God. Do you get it? This is such a mystery of tenderness in these. Such a mystery of love. Suppose I did give you your new Cadillac. It'll wear out. But if I give you myself, we're together for eternity.